This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Meanwhile, China's ambassador is already spreading the lie that the Wuhan virus originated here in America, maybe created in a lab by the Pentagon. Don't be shocked if at least one American media outlet promotes that idea. Many of them are already parroting the rest of the Chinese Communist Party line. A week ago, aging propagandist David Frum of The Atlantic suggested calling the coronavirus, quote, the Trump plague instead of the Wuhan virus. Today, NBC News sent a tweet suggesting the president's use of the phrase Chinese virus was, quote, both inaccurate and harmful in tying racist associations between the virus and those from China. Another statement written by morons in our news media. How is it inaccurate to call a virus from China Chinese? The president, to his credit, does not seem intimidated.
China and others have criticized you for using the phrase Chinese virus. How do you think about that? Do you guys continue using that phrase?
Well, China is putting out information which was false, that our military gave this to them. That was false. And rather than having an argument, I said, I have to call it where it came from. It did come from China.
Critics are using that phrase to create a stigma.
No, I don't think so. No, I think saying that our military gave it to them creates a stigma.
Good for him. That was Trump at his very best.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to it. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com is how you can get a hold of us. Please pass along the link to friends, family members, whomever. Leftists who need to be deprogrammed, whatever you want to call it. They will get it here. That was Tucker Carlson explaining that Donald Trump is going to stick with the Chinese virus. I've heard members of the administration call it the coronavirus. I haven't heard many of them call it COVID-19. But they've called it that. Anyway, quarantine going on around the country, around the world. I'm going to go into the numbers this hour because I think it's very important that you understand just how overblown this thing is. Last hour, I talked about some of the measures that the president is putting in order to defang the left and this idea that they're going to attach this to Americans. See, that's what Donald Trump's about. He's saying, look, you're not going to attach it to me, and you're not going to attach it to our military. You're not going to attach this to America. This is the Chinese Wuhan virus. And I'm going to tell you, the backdoor channels that are going on with Chairman Xi of China, you can bet that President Trump is saying, hey, look, if you think you're going to make this our problem, I'm about to make a problem for you that's bigger than you can imagine. Because you know what we still have? The biggest, baddest economy on the planet. And even with you trying to penetrate leftism here, it isn't going to work. You allocated $4 trillion. Go do the math. Go look at the GDP of various countries around the world. Put $4 trillion there, and you know what you'll have? You'll have the president could effectively buy marketplaces. He could buy half, more than half, of the countries on the planet with $4 trillion of your dollars. And he's saying to everybody listening, don't play with us. Here's what I wanted to talk about, though, because I love the writers who base their work on reality. I'm a huge fan of Tom Clancy, who wrote The Hunt for Red October and Flight of the Intruder and many other amazing books that give you such a level of detail that the CIA, the intelligence community, went to Clancy and said, how do you know all this stuff? I've heard, I don't know much about him, I have not studied Tom Clancy other than reading his books, but I heard he used to go into D.C. and sit at bars and overhear conversations and maybe even get a little curious. But I don't think the intelligence community, they don't say very much. So it wouldn't surprise me if he just sat at bars and listened. I mean, think about it. These guys need a blow. They go, man, I just came back from, you know, having to save the world. You know, you aren't going to believe what happened. And here's Clancy just listening. Gotta love his stuff, man. Anyway, you feel like you're getting the real scoop when you read his books of what happens in the intelligence community and the stories that I feel like these are the guys like him tell stories that can't be told by the real guy, so they're almost happy that somebody's putting it out there in supposed fictional form. But it's nonfiction. Same is true for Dean Koontz. And now that the world is under lockdown over the Chinese Wuhan virus, Koontz's work has sparked some intrigue. Because Dean Koontz wrote a book back in 1981 called The Eyes of Darkness. And I'm going to read you a passage from The Eyes of Darkness written in 1981. It reads, "In around 2020, a severe pneumonia-like illness will spread throughout the globe, attacking the lungs and the bronchial tubes and resisting all known treatments. Almost more baffling than the illness itself will be the fact that it will suddenly vanish as quickly as it arrived. Again, attack 10 years later, then disappear completely. They call the stuff Wuhan 400 because it was developed at their RDNA labs outside of the city of Wuhan. And it was the 400th variable strain of the man-made microorganism created at that research center. According to Koontz, the person who leaked this information about this biological weapon was a Chinese dissident who defected to the United States." So there was a passage in the book. I read the entire passage, but I didn't read it to you guys, but I read it in prepping for this and discussing it. And I said to myself, huh, see, I believe this. I believe that there's a Chinese dissident who probably defected from China and came to the United States and says, guys, there's a research lab where they're doing weaponized biological, you know, biological weapons research at this lab, and it's in Wuhan. And he defected and told us, and the timing in 2020 might just be luck, or the dude is Nostradamus, but it certainly has created a lot of buzz. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm one of these guys that goes, Koontz, Clancy, and there are others, maybe even Brad Thor, that get their information from people that have left the, you know, the intelligence community, and they say, man, you're not going to believe it. Let me give you a hypothetical. I don't think these books come out of nowhere. I don't believe Hollywood, for example, decides to make a movie about something because some, you know, screenwriter goes, oh, this would be really cool if we could just come up with something really cool, man. There's a saying goes, truth is stranger than fiction. It's also more interesting. This is eerily close to what Dean Koontz predicted. Go do the research for yourself. I'm not trying to build a conspiracy, but I'm telling you, Dean Koontz wrote this in 1981. When we come back, I'm going to talk about Chinese Wuhan by the nose.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Before I get to explaining Chinese Wuhan by the numbers, let me discuss, where's Joe Biden? Because somebody asked this question, where's Joe Biden? He came out, he was tweeting, he was doing all kinds of stuff, but it's been a week. Nobody's really heard anything from Biden since he came out. President isn't doing enough, he's not doing this, he's not doing that. Now, you got President Trump, who's giving daily updates on the Wuhan virus, the Chinese Wuhan virus. He has now stolen back the media side of this thing by saying, no, I'm going to give you the updates. I'm going to tell you how things are. It's vexing the left that the president is willing to do this. So much so that Rachel Maddow wants to stop him. Yeah. Here's what a guy wrote, though, about where's Biden. He says, uncertainty is a daily burden right now for virtually every American. No, not really. He says, the writer writes, we don't know the scope of the pandemic or the depths of the economic fallout. Oh, we do know the scope of the pandemic. It's not that bad. Goes on, yet one troubling reality is starting to take shape. Joe Biden is handing the general election to Donald Trump. Each day, Trump is on the national stage speaking about the coronavirus pandemic. To be clear, Trump lies repeatedly in virtually every press briefing. This is what the person is writing about the nature of the crisis, how it unfolded, and his gross mishandling of the pandemic. Yet, he is creating a different visual image. He clearly doesn't understand the science and economics, but no matter the words he utters, by surrounding himself with credible public servants like Dr. Anthony Fauci, he is fashioning an alternative reality for millions of people desperately seeking information and comfort. Fauci and other public servants are just doing their jobs, most quite admirably under extraordinary pressure, but they are unwittingly becoming effective Trump political surrogates. Now, I'm going to tell you, I already told you, Fauci, I think, is a fraud. He is a leftist fraud. He loves Clinton. He loves Obama. He loves the left. And he's done what he can. He can only do so much, but it's subtle damage. He can't come out directly to damage the president, but it's subtle damage. But it doesn't matter. See, what this guy noticed is what I told you. Trump is stealing the narrative. He's taking over the narrative. Oh, you got a problem? Let me show you how I'll fix it. I'm going to have a daily briefing. And if you're not a part of it, you're not going to hear my next solution. You're not going to hear the next part. So while MSNBC and Rachel Maddow are upset, they don't want him to be on. And I'm going to read a little bit from this. Here's what they say. MSNBC's host Rachel Maddow said news networks should not air the daily White House coronavirus briefings. Now, and it goes, arguing President Trump has used them to share misinformation about the pandemic. Now, let me ask you this. Do you believe in your wildest dreams that Rachel Maddow would have ever uttered those words about Barack Obama if he were doing exactly the same thing? Do you think she would have said that? The answer is no. If Barack Obama, during the time of H1N1, was having daily news conferences updating people about the deaths, what they were going to be doing to solve them, economic issues that he was going to address, etc., I would have been fine. That's great. That's what a president is supposed to do. He's supposed to ease your mind about what's going on, let you know what he's doing at the highest level. You know what Barack Obama did? Very little with H1N1. And meanwhile, while 50-plus million people got the disease, over 300,000 were hospitalized, and over 12,000 of them died, nobody questioned him. They even staged it to where he was golfing during when the WHO, the World Health Organization, made the announcement, and they finally said, we do declare a pandemic, Obama was golfing. And they were happy about it. They wanted us to understand that this is, even though the WHO has made this a pandemic and we've now agreed, the president's in control. So much so, he decided to golf. Now I want you to just think about how that would have been spun if Trump had done what he did, which is 2 days after the World Health Organization declared it a pandemic, he says, okay, we'll recognize it. And then he was cutting flights and already putting things into place. If he had golfed, you have less than 500 people who've died from the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. You have 14,000 Americans who have it, not millions, not even tens of thousands in the hospital, and less than 1,000 who've died. And we've got introspection beyond belief, and Rachel Maddow doesn't want the president to go do press conferences. This is what she goes on to say. All the misstatements made during the briefings. So, and she says she wouldn't air them. She showed a clip of the president discussing a drug intended to treat malaria that could cure the coronavirus, although more testing is needed. And she effectively, the president loves saying things like, you know, there's a drug we've got. It's very effective. It's already approved already. Everybody's going to get it. He loves saying things like this because it would be a lovely thing to tell people, Maddow explained, unless, of course, that's not true. And telling people a fairy tale like that is cruel and harmful and needlessly diverting and wildly irresponsible from anyone in a leadership role. Now, this is a woman who won't even tell you the truth that this disease, the so-called virus or whatever it is, has killed less than 500 people, has infected less than 14,000 people, documented cases in America, and is less likely to kill you than you slipping and falling at your house. She didn't want to tell you that. It's unbelievable. So back to the guy that's asking, where's Biden? He's going, on Capitol Hill, the coronavirus has ignited a furious debate, not simply about the price tag of the medical and economic action, but about fundamental ideas. Should every American have paid sick leave as a right? And a much more robust unemployment benefits? What are the regular, deep, and permanent investments the country needs to make in the basic physical and human infrastructure to cope with an inevitable future crisis, especially those likely to spring from climate change? Should taxpayers once again bail out corporate CEOs, blah, blah, blah? Well, let me tell you, the reason why these people are concerned, I've already talked about it in the previous hour. Mnuchin raised the specter. Okay, guess what, America? The government has been holding your money. We're going to give it back to you. If the Democrats want to create this crisis, we're going to give it back to you. We're going to give you back $3,000 a month for a family of four as a bridge to get you over this crisis. It's not permanent. It's a bridge. So he's met the Yang gang part of the way. He didn't say, I'm going to give you $1,000 a month, but he says, during a time of crisis, I'm going to give you back some of your money. Says the small business, you know what? If they're going to bring you down, we're going to prop you back up. You paid a lot of taxes. So here you go, small business. We're going to give you a bridge loan that you don't have to pay back if you keep your employees. Bam, here you go. So he bridges over small business. Then he says to big business, hey, guess what, guys? I'm going to set aside $4 trillion. You've paid a lot. I'm going to set aside this money for you. So when you need it, it's there. And we're going to keep this economy going. And you know what these guys are telling you, all of them? Rachel Maddow and this person that wrote the article, they're all going, this man is stealing our thunder. He's coming up with cures. You can call it a lie. It isn't tested. So what? You have a right to try. If you think Corona is going to kill you, but to see, Donald Trump knows it isn't going to kill you. There's a lot more to this, folks. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The bill is very much focused on the small business person. Yes. It's very much focused on small companies, including restaurants and all sorts of small companies.
President Trump speaking there on Fox News, discussing the economic stimulus package that's looking to be passed in the Senate late today. The president continues.
And what people don't realize, you know, you're talking about these massive, we have the greatest companies in the world. You add them all up. And the small businesses are just about equal in size to these massive companies, of which we have many also. It's the engine of our country, small business. This bill is absolutely aimed at the small business and the worker, and the workers of those small businesses, and the owners. The owners are going to need help. They're going to need some loans. They're going to need things, and we're going to be able to take care of them.
The Dow is up over 1,400 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, the world wants to appear so magnanimous. These leftists in America, we're giving away all kinds of face masks and things like this, stuff that won't help you at all with the Wuhan, the Chinese Wuhan virus. Facebook gave away 750,000 masks. You know, oh, look, you know, profiting off of us in ways you wouldn't believe. Thwarting elections, the Facebook, you know, stifling conservatives. But, hey, we gave away 750,000 masks. Look at our humanitarian efforts. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Under 15,000 cases of Wuhan, Chinese Wuhan in America. Less than 500 deaths. It's actually less than 400. Annually in the United States, I've already said this, we have 647,000 people die from heart disease, 600,000 people die from cancer, 170,000 die from accidents. Do the math. Divide any of these numbers by 365. You're going to get hundreds, if not thousands, daily dying of diseases, of things that we should be working on. But instead, we got 20, 30, 40 people dying a day of the dreaded Chinese Wuhan, and we've got a worldwide pandemic. The numbers don't jive. 50,000 people a year die from nephritis. 56,000 people a year die from influenza or pneumonia. 83,000 from diabetes. 121,000 from Alzheimer's. 146,000 from stroke. 160,000 from chronic respiratory diseases that are unrelated to Wuhan or even the pneumonia or the flu. 350,000 worldwide confirmed cases of Chinese Wuhan, and we know this number is much higher because people walk around, they're asymptomatic. They don't even know. And of that, 14,000 deaths worldwide year to date. For the record, not even a fraction of the number of people who would die from heart disease, cancer, accidents, chronic respiratory disease, stroke, Alzheimer's, diabetes, influenza, nephritis, or suicide. Not even a fraction. I'm talking worldwide. Take the worldwide number for this disease, and more people have already been killed this year so far of heart disease, cancer, accidents, and chronic respiratory disease and stroke. All of them have killed more people than the dreaded Chinese Wuhan. Yep. Less than 500 people in America. See, let me just say, folks, this is not like a this isn't a pandemic for me. This has become a joke of sorts because we've quarantined. We try. I want you to ask yourself, why would you go to this level of extreme for something like this? I'm not diminishing the deaths whatsoever. If one of my, I told you guys, Sergeant Major Steigerwald died, 94 years old. Man, it has amazing impact on my life. Do I think it was coronavirus? Do I think it was the Chinese Wuhan? Do you want to add him to the statistics? He's 94. He was probably going to die anyway. Most of the people that we're hearing are dying from the dreaded Chinese Wuhan are people that were, you know, the compromised immune system. Something was going to kill them. It was a matter of time. But, oh, and I'm not dismissing their lives at all. All I'm telling you is this is hype. And it's got one purpose only. It is hype driven by the left to destroy your faith in the President of the United States. It is to diminish Donald Trump. It is to punish you for having voted for him. And you know what the left is telling their people? They're saying, suck it up, buttercup. We don't care what happens to in your life. You suck it up because we're going to get rid of this guy. And let me tell you, their left is willing to suck it up. Are you? I'm willing to suck it up. I told you guys, I put money into the stock market. I would encourage all of us all to do it because it's a show of faith to show we believe in America and the American economy. And by the way, in about 2 months, you're going to be very happy you did it. That's my belief. I'm not a broker. Just for the record, I'm not telling you to do anything that you don't want to do. I'm just telling you I've done it because I'm going to support the American economy. Went out grocery shopping and did the same thing. Anyway, I want to get into these numbers. Heavy.com. You go to Heavy.com, it gives you the case updates, the worldwide numbers. I don't know if it does it daily, but this is what it was at the time that I was prepping for the broadcast. So, they give you all the countries, the number of deaths. I didn't even bother to do, as I said, there's roughly 350,000 confirmed cases of the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus, but I only looked at deaths. And the reason why I did that is because when you look at 14,000 deaths worldwide, less than 500 in our country, and the level of panic that we are doing for 500 people dead over this virus. And, oh, Kevin, viruses can spread really quickly and the whole country can have it. Yeah, and guess what? If 99% survival rate, unless you're probably going to die of something else very quickly, it would be like, oh, Kevin, Sergeant Major Steigerwald got Wuhan, and Chinese Wuhan, he died. At 94. Okay, well, if you want to credit the Chinese Wuhan for taking him out, that's fine. But let me tell you something. What took him out was old age. He was going to die. It didn't matter what the wind could have blown through his room at that date, at that time, and that was Dr. Death going to say, okay, Sergeant Major, it's time for us to take you up to heaven, man. You've earned it. So if you want to credit it, as far as I'm concerned, give it to the Chinese Wuhan virus. But he was 94 years old, in bad health for the last 5 years. I've been in contact with him. I was with him when he told me, Kev, I can't see your emails anymore, but I'm cheering for you. I'm cheering for you too, Wes. But God, you know, this is crazy, these numbers. Let me give you some numbers so you can think about this. Of all the countries in the world, 47 of these countries, 47 countries have less than 5 Chinese Wuhan deaths. Let me repeat that. 47 countries have less than 5 Wuhan deaths. Let me just give you a few of these. Albania, 2. Argentina, 4. Azerbaijan, 1. Bahrain, 2. Bangladesh, one of the nastiest places on the planet, 2. Bosnia, 1. Bulgaria, 3. Burkina Faso, 3. Cayman Islands, 1. Chile, 1. Colombia, 1. Costa Rica, 2. Croatia, 1. Cuba, 1. Curacao, 1. Cyprus, 1. Czech Republic, 1. Democratic Republic of the Congo, 1. Finland, 1. Gabon, 1. Are you getting the picture? Are you getting the picture? These are not countries that are so far off the beaten path that you're like, well, I don't understand. You got deep, dark recesses of Africa where we don't even know disease names yet, and that could kill more people because a monkey went, did this and took a crap and ate a bean or whatever. Who knows? And we're in a panic because we have 47 countries who have less than 5 people who have died from the, let me repeat this, pandemic. Do you understand what pan means? See, pandemic means it's worldwide. Yeah, it's worldwide. Now, let me give you the numbers in China. The numbers in China are 3,261 deaths. This is according to Heavy.com, not Kevin Jackson. Heavy.com. Now, Iran supposedly has, I don't know, let me look at the numbers here. Iran has 1,685 deaths. I don't know. I have friends telling me, no, we've got 8,000 deaths. Okay, fine. 8,000 deaths for Iran. So we take the number of dead up to 20,000 worldwide. I remind you, where we can get good information, 47 countries have less than 5 deaths. For the record, there may be countries on this list that have zero. There may be countries that have zero that didn't make the list. Because this is not all the countries that I counted here. There's probably 65 on the list. I know there's at least 90 countries. So what that tells you is there are countries that have zero deaths from what we are calling a pandemic. But forget those. Because I have the list where there's, you know, whatever the number that have died. I don't have the list where nobody's died. So I would be speculating on what that is. But you can look that up for yourself. But on the list that I currently have, that's on heavy.com, it's not from Kevin Jackson, 47 countries have 5 deaths or less. Do you want to do the math? Do you really need to? Well, Kevin, that doesn't tell us how many people were infected. You know, it would be even worse. Because let's say 100 people were infected, 200 people, 1,000. Let's just use 1,000. That's a pretty good number. If it's 1,000 and you're 1 in 1,000, then you're 1/1,000. I mean, do you want to do the math on that? If you got 5, you're 5/1,000 of a death rate. It's horrible,
this
man.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We're talking about Chinese Wuhan by the numbers. And I've compared it to the death rate in the United States in general. Just for the record, annually in the world, 2,800,000 people die. Just do the math. 2,800,000 people die from a variety of causes, from diseases to down to war, violence, etc. Let me tell you, I'll tell you, with the Chinese Wuhan virus, you are more likely in Chicago to be killed by a thug than you are by the Chinese Wuhan virus. And that's if they opened every bar, every hospital, every hotel, every restaurant, you name it, you'd be more likely in Chicago to be killed by a thug than the Chinese Wuhan virus. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. A panic. Shutting down municipalities, you know, trying to drive you into a state of crazy. And I've warned the leftists, look, we can handle it. We conservatives, we can handle it. We absolutely, we love our families, we love our friends, we love our lives. Man, I'm telling you, there's been more family camaraderie and get together over the past week or so than there's been in ages. People checking in on one another. Hey, you surviving that old cool corona thing, baby? Yeah, I got a corona in my hand right now, Teddy. Good to hear from you, buddy. I mean, people are just laughing and enjoying it because you know what? They realize I'm not dying from this. The likelihood of me, I'll put it to you this way. I'm not dying from coronavirus. I feel very confident in saying this. I may die from 100 other things, but I won't die from that. This idea, you know, that there are people that want, they love the idea of you being afraid. You're afraid for your stock portfolio. You're afraid for, I keep talking, people tell me, Kevin, I lost a lot of money in the market. And I go, really? So were you planning on selling in the last few? No, I mean, I was just, you know, my portfolio has gone down. Okay. So you haven't really lost anything. It was paper loss, right? It was paper gain and it's paper loss. It's until you sell it. It's like people say, well, my house is worth this much. And I go, your house is worth what you get for it when you sell it. That's what your house is worth. Don't, you can give me fictitious. Kevin, my house is worth $20 million. Really? Ask Johnny Depp what his Kentucky thoroughbred farm was worth. He bought it for $20 million and sold it for $7 or something like that. Go look at it. I don't know the actual numbers, but he took a bath. Now, he may have been told that's what it was worth. But what he got for it was very different than what it was worth. We've been talking about the numbers, folks. 350,000 or so confirmed cases of the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. That number is probably much higher. The death rate is somewhere between 14,000 to 20,000, because we don't know what's really going on in Iran. They keep saying, oh, it's a lot worse than we say. I got friends in there going, Kevin, it's worse in Iran. Okay, great. If it is, you know, I'm going to jack the numbers because I want people to understand I'm not going to play around with the numbers. In the United States, it's less than 400 cases, but let's make it 500. Whatever it is. I'll tell you this. More people died of food poisoning in the United States year to date than have died from the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. Doesn't matter. But I was going through, it doesn't matter because, you know, the left is going to spin it the way they want. But I've been going through off of heavy.com, the cases, the deaths, who's dying where, and the maps and all that, and they show it like a contagion. If they showed you the flu on one of those maps, man, you would go hide. You would get into your bunker and grab your bug out bag, and you'd be gone. But they show you the dreaded map of the coronavirus with these big circles and little circles telling you how many cases there are here, there, and everywhere. And what I found out after I got the list, because I decided to do the count, 47 countries have less than 5 Chinese Wuhan fatalities. 27 countries have only 1 death from the dreaded Chinese Wuhan. I'm going to repeat that. 27 countries have only 1 death, 1 fatality from the dreaded Chinese Wuhan. And as I mentioned before, there are countries not on this list. I'm going to presume nobody's died from the dreaded Chinese Wuhan. And this is what gets me. How do you call something a pandemic when it's not killing people in crazy numbers all over the globe? See, that's what happens when you have degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math, and you specialize and got your PhD in common sense. You say to yourself, how can it be a pandemic when it's only killed less than 20,000 people in a world that's got well over 7.5 billion? And in many cases, it's killed nobody in countries. In 27 cases, there's only 1 fatality. While I talk to you on my radio show, in every one of those countries, that the 27 countries that have 1 fatality, I guarantee you something much more heinous has killed somebody else than the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. In the 47 countries where less than 5 people have died, I guarantee you, suicide, accidents, heart disease, whatever, has killed more people than the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. So how can this thing be a pandemic? Oh, I know. Kevin, you're soft-shoeing it, man. Yeah. Hey, here's what really got me. The number of deaths in Hong Kong and Singapore. So let me give you. Hong Kong, 4 people have died. Hong Kong is China. 4 people have died in Hong Kong. What was the other one I was going to look at? Singapore. Let's look up Singapore. In Singapore, 2 people have died. We're talking about Chinese, folks. This is Asia I'm talking about, in case you flunked out of geography. Yeah, so, or geometry, take your pick. That's the number of people who've died in Singapore, 2. Let's keep going. Taiwan, right off the coast. I live there, right off the coast of China. Taiwan, 2 people have died. In the United States, according to the time when I printed this out, 461 people have died. In the United Kingdom, 281 people have died. And the biggest locations for death now, I believe, is Italy, 5,476, because they have this province where it's lots of Chinese. So they've actually surpassed the Chinese with the dreaded Wuhan virus. China has over less than 4,000 deaths for the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. As I said, total of 14,000 in the world. France, 674. I'm going to give you some high numbers. Indonesia, 48. Ecuador, 14. Denmark, 13. Austria, 16. Brazil, 25. Canada, 21. Australia, 7. Austria, 16. I know, folks, pandemic. In every one of those countries, everything I told you about the United States, cardiac issues, heart-related issues, lung-related issues, the flu, the cold, accidental death, suicide, whatever. In every country on the planet, the Chinese Wuhan virus wouldn't even make the top 10 list of deaths. And we're calling it a pandemic. Egypt, 14. India, over 1 billion plus people in India. You want to know how many cases of the dreaded Wuhan virus in Asia, which is where India is located? You want to know how many they have? 7. 7. 7 deaths in India. I don't know if you've ever been to India. I have. This is third world in many respects. Oh, don't misunderstand me. Bangalore and many other countries now, you know, that's where high tech and all that's come up. But you get down south, you get out into the outskirts of India, man, and even don't even go to Mumbai, and formerly Bombay. These people live in squalor. Our poor look like the filthy rich in India. And let me tell you, 7 people have died from the dreaded pandemic. You add up these numbers and you got to ask yourself, what the heck are we talking about here? Iraq, 17. The Netherlands, 179. Luxembourg, 8. Philippines, 33. Portugal, 14. Switzerland, 98. South Korea, that's in Asia, by the way, folks, 111. Spain has 1,772. It looks like a real epidemic in Spain compared to some of these other places that have 1, 2, 3, 4 deaths. This is where we are. This is what's defined as a pandemic. This is what has everybody on lockdown in America. And it's all a ploy.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.